Call the meeting to order.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could I have a moment of reflection, please? Okay, roll call.
Councilmember Bowman.
Here.
Herman.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Black.
Here.
And Brandenburg.
Here.
Council, you have the agenda in front of you. Is there any additions or corrections to the agenda? If not, is there a motion to approve the agenda as printed?
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Mayoral comments. We'd like to welcome all of you to your Bluegrass City Council meeting. We hope the meeting will be informative and beneficial. We do ask that you silence your cell phones and our pagers. We want to hear from you, but we ask that you wait to be recognized. Please state your name and address and make your comments brief so we can keep the meeting on task. In an effort to keep the meeting on task, please limit your comments or concerns to several minutes and allow the person speaking to finish uninterrupted. Thank you. Next item is public forum. This is the time set aside for comments from the public on topics of city business other than those listed on this agenda. Please understand the council is not likely to take any action on your comments at this meeting due to the requirements of open meeting law, but may do so at a future meeting. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to address the council? Seeing none, consent agenda items 1 through 5. Council, any questions about those, the consent agenda? Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I make a motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
And Bowman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next item is fire department. Item number 6, fire department report. Chief Seymour.
We had 73 calls for service during the month of July. We trained on physical agility and conditioning during the month of August. That is always fun. Late September, the state is changing over to a different reporting system. Going to NMSIS or NARIS, which means we have to change everything that we've been doing for the past 20-something years to something new, and that's going to be fun. Got to teach Brad how to do reports all over again. We're hoping to host an open house to celebrate our 100 years of service to the community during October. We haven't set a date yet, but we're hoping during Fire Prevention Week. Other than that, we've been busy doing some community service projects. We had Girl Scouts out to obtain their CPR and first aid badge. It was actually a fun time. Any questions? Most of them are talking.
Yes, sir.
Just your dance is the 17th, right? The pumpkin dash is the 18th of October.
Negative.
No.
Our dance is the
24th.
Oh, okay, so we're not back to back this year.
No, right, we're a week. I think we are a week after you this year.
Okay.
Yes, sir. The 24th.
So our pumpkin dash is the 18th. If you're trying to avoid that for your open house, so I ask. Pumpkin dash is the 18th. I don't know when Fire Prevention Week is, you're talking. When is that?
That's the first week.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
No other questions for the chief? Thank you, chief. Next item is Park Board Report, item number 7. Mr. Powers is unable to be here tonight, but I'm guessing that if there's any questions about the Park Board Report, Mr. Herman could answer those questions for you.
Okay.
Good. Do you have anything to add, Mr. Herman?
No, thank you.
Okay. Next item is police department report. You have the police department report in front of you. Any questions or comments on the police department report?
Yes.
Yes, sir?
More quick, code 314. How many police officers, full-timers we have now? Three or two?
Part-timers or full-timers?
Four.
Three.
Okay, we have what, four part-timers?
We've only had one working recently.
Yep.
Okay, I know, from what I hear, especially on my road, it's, we need to start controlling speeders or something. I mean, if they're going 5 to 10 over, and you give them a warning, if they're going 11 or more, give them a ticket. Start slowing this stuff down. It's getting out of hand.
Okay. We've still got our radar unit, the portable unit.
Yeah. You mean the one from?
The trailer.
No, just the one.
Oh, the trailer?
The trailer that counts.
Yeah.
Evaluates.
Yeah, we still have it.
But it doesn't give pictures or nothing, so.
No.
No, but it gives you a good count on numbers, and that's beneficial because it also gives them times and days that things occur. So it's a tool that can be used.
I'll talk to Mike about all that tomorrow and see what he says here. We'll get something figured out. Anybody else? Next item is item number 9, setting trick-or-treat date and time. Trick-or-treat is going to be on Friday. So normally we have 5 to 7 p.m. if that's what the council would like.
Did we just check what Davenport is again?
They're like 4 to 8.
Okay. 4 to 8.
Mm-hmm. Same night though.
4 to 8.
Yeah, they're always December 30th. Oh, December. October 31st. Yeah.
Okay.
But since it's a Friday night, there's no school the next day. And Brian brought up a good thing that they're barely getting home at 5 o'clock. But it's light out. I mean, you got to weigh out. We've always had it 5 to 7.
I'd say leave it at 7.
Yeah, I agree.
Everybody okay with it?
Yes.
You want a motion for that?
Sure.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Bowman.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next item is nuisance abatements. Item number 10.
How are we doing on our New Street?
I have not talked to him. I have a meeting with him Thursday afternoon. And I have a few other things to discuss with him, and I will be able to report back on that. There's a couple other
issues.
My finding nuisances, they're problems. I'll just leave it there. Once I get the answers I'm looking for, if you want, I can let you know. There's some things. I got a little meeting with him and the public works director both on Thursday.
So the other house there in the corner,
letter was sent.
Letter was sent.
Given him 10 days. Well, I should say the chief taped it on the door. Because nobody was home, so he taped it on the door.
Anybody else? Next item is ordinance amendments. Second reading of ordinance amendment 2025-11. Reference an amendment to chapter 2.10 administrative expense policy. Ordinance amendment 2025-11, an amendment to chapter 2.10 administrative expense policy. Section 2.10.020 reads as follows, added at its entirety A and B. The city may purchase sustenance supplies for use in city facilities by staff members and or citizens visiting a facility on business.
This is the one that's...
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, here you go. Section 2.10.020, change C to read as follows. Retirement recognition gifts. Recognizing an employee or volunteer's years of dedication and commitment to the city serves as public purpose by honoring the individuals with a token, gift, or honorarium in recognition of their service. The same is true for the individual awards, mementos, or items purchased in recognition of the employee's service to the city. The purchases may use public funds provided the expenditures are modest and approved by the city council. Hosting a retirement reception provides a direct benefit to the city as an opportunity for the community to attend and honor the retiring employees' years of dedication and service to the city. This amendment's on file at City Hall. Is there a motion to approve the second reading?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
And Bowman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays. Motion carried.
Next is policy and administration, item number 12, grant proposals.
The police department didn't have anything. Brian, do you?
No.
So I asked Bi-State if we could split it this time, since we're not applying for one or the other, if we could split from the Scott County Regional and the Regional Development Authority, requesting money from both, and they have not got back to me yet. So,
for pickleball courts.
If that's for the pickleball court, yeah. Sorry, pickleball court. So if that's possible, we'll try that. So, okay.
Okay. Next item is item number 13, GASPE 77.
Yep, basically it's General Accounting Standard Board 77. In August of 2015, the Governmental Accounting Standards Board issued GASPE Statement Number 77. Basically what it is we are required to send letters to Muscatine County, Scott County, Davenport Community Schools, Eastern Iowa Community College, and there's one more here. City of Bluegrass was one of them. Eastern Iowa was the only one. Yeah. And basically what we have to do is send them a letter and tell them the amount of TIF payments and how it impacts their budget. So for instance, Scott County, our rebate payments were only $23,409. So what they're telling them, the amount diverted from Scott County during the fiscal year was $4,596.14. So this is just for their budgetary reasons, so they know how much TIF is out there and how it's impacting schools and colleges and the county. So we're required to send
that's
it.
That's TIF money, you said?
Mm-hmm. Out of the rebates, yeah. Which when we had the huge payments out there, the $200,000 one, it was a major impact. But they changed TIF now, residential TIF, to protect the schools. So when they come in, the school's still going to get their money. The county will not, but the schools will still get their money. They changed that. Residential TIF is not popular.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cities don't do it because of the schools, but it's
they're
protected now.
And they're actually recommending that you don't do residential TIF.
Residential TIF, yeah.
It's used to be it was the greatest thing in the world. Now they're
it was.
Telling you to steer away from it. Commercial and industrial TIF.
That's the best route to go is commercial, and yeah, because 90% of the taxes come to us, so it doesn't impact the schools or the county.
Is there any other ways then to help developers, to help builders?
You can do rebates. You sound like we're doing with McCoy and Sawgrass out there. I think McCoy gets $10,909 per house they build, and Sawgrass gets $12,500.
So that was written that way as a rebate.
But we had the money in TIF to pay that. So now we're not getting any more TIF in.
So yeah, the TIF, so there's a lot in TIF right now, but it'll go away.
Right. Right. Oh yeah, we're not getting, the only money we're getting in now is
Dolan.
Yeah, Dolan's the only one. Yeah. And that he hasn't turned any expenses in for probably 8 years. And he has a lot of expenses. He's hired a Lane & Waterman, and he's hired another firm to come after us for money, but they won't give me the documentation we need. I send them samples and say, I run it by the attorney first, Bill McCullough, and say, this is what we need, here's an example.